Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week, Aspiring to the Will of God. And we have been looking at examples and lessons that we can learn from the book of Nehemiah in relation to that promise that I shared out of Jeremiah, that very first day, about the Lord saying, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to give you a hope and a future, to give you an expected end. God has a destiny for each and every one of our lives. And regardless of what season in your life that you may be in, you may be just a young person starting out in life, you may be in your 80s or even 90s, but praise God, we are all needed and essential. We need the wisdom, the godly wisdom of the Lord and life experience for those who have lived and served the Lord and walked with God for many decades. Have you ever heard the first statement, the youth is wasted on the young? Well, perhaps if you're up in years, you can relate to that. Don't you wish you had the wisdom you have now when you were in your 20s? You wouldn't have made some of the foolish mistakes you made. But that's the nature of life. We get wisdom from above, that wisdom which is pure and peaceable, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without hypocrisy, without partiality. The wisdom that God gives us, we get wisdom and understanding of the ways of the Lord from the Word of God. We get wisdom from godly counselors. Now, not everybody that counsels you, if they're not filled with the wisdom and the Spirit of the Lord, it may not be godly, so you need discernment. But godly counsel can be a very wonderful way that sometimes God can lead and direct and encourage. And then there's the wisdom we gain by life's wisdom. That's what I'm talking about. Someone that served the Lord, I heard a brother preach, he'd walked with God 75 years. He'd been a preacher, saved when he was 5 years old, 80 years old, still going strong, still on fire for God. Beloved, look at the life of Moses. Well, we may not live to be 120, but I believe we can be as Caleb. He was 80 years old, and he told Joshua, you know, give me my mountain. He was ready for his inheritance, Hebron. That's where the giants still were. And he said, I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago when we started this wilderness pilgrimage. So, beloved, don't disqualify yourself when God has called you. But God is doing a work today. He's raising up His people. And you may have something God has placed on your heart, and you think, oh, it's an impossible thing. I've been there. God has placed things on my heart, and I said, oh, whoa, wait a minute. No, I don't see how that can work. I don't see how I could possibly do that. But, beloved, I believe He's had you listen to this broadcast just to give you a little impetus, to give you a little shove, to go on. Believe God. Just He can confirm it. Don't worry. And don't worry if you're going to make a mistake. He knows how to direct your paths. He knows how to lift you up. If you will wait on Him, if you will seek His wisdom, He will bring to pass the very things that He desires to do. And we want God's will, not our own plan, not our own program. He doeth all things well. Judgment begins at the house of God. And there are many who have made merchandise of God's people. There are many who have, you know, they've sounded good. That's why we need the whole fullness of the Holy Spirit. We need to have the discernment of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. You can tell those. The words might be good, but there's just something. I mean, you can just tell those who are motivated by the love of God, those who want to bring glory to Jesus, who want to see you lifted up and encouraged, because that's the heart of Jesus. That's why God gave fivefold ministry. There are those who have stood in pulpits and they're like angels of light, but in fact, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. God is going to deal with those. He said, let the tares grow up with the wheat, but at the end that he's going to send his angels, and they'll remove all the tares, and they shall be burned up, and the wheat shall be brought into his barn. That's scripture. False teaching, those who water down the word of God, God's going to deal with them. He's leading his people out. Come out of them. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins. God is calling for a purity in the body of Christ. He's calling for a remnant who will love him and seek him and serve him with all of their hearts, love him with all of their strength, their soul, their mind, make themselves available, surrender their lives to God, whatever the price, whatever the cost. And, you know, I was listening to something. You know what martyr means? We know now, I mean, we use it today as someone who lays down their life, sheds their blood for the cause of Christ. But originally, martyr means to be a witness. And over time, that term martyr applied to everyone, basically. We all have a witness. And regardless, it may not cost our life's blood, or it may, but there is a sacrifice to be a witness for Jesus, especially in the climate, the day we're living in. There's ridicule, there's rebuke, there are things happening on television, in the public scene, that would never happen 50 years ago, 40 years, 10 years ago. Things that are acceptable today that would have been offensive to a prior generation. And so, beloved, we need to see that God is dealing with us individually. He's dealing with us as a body. And just like God used Nehemiah, he is challenging our faith, and he wants us to challenge the faith of those around us, to be an encourager. Let us begin to believe for the impossible. Nehemiah was working to get their thinking right, the people's thinking right, and to see what they could really do if they worked together. We need to fulfill our individual potential, and as we do that, there will be a corporate coming together. In Nehemiah, the second chapter, and verses 17 through 20, let me share that. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then he shares, he said, I told him the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that he has spoken to me. And when they heard that, they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthen their hands for this good work. However, immediately there be opposition. Sambalat the Horonite, Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, Geshem the Arabian heard it. They laughed us to scorn, despised us, and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, that's your answer, beloved, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Don't be worried about what people are going to say. Sometimes it can even be those closest around you. Wait on God. Seek his wisdom. Nehemiah told the critical neighbors that these people were no ordinary people. They were the people of God. He told them that he believed in them. He knew the people of God could do the work, for they were chosen for victory. God has chosen you for victory, and God wants you, beloved, to be persistent, to be strong in the promises of God, to move out in the faith that he has given you, to give wings to your prayers, to put action to your faith, to be tenacious, to know that God is undertaking for you, to wait on God, to seek the knowledge that you need. If there's training, if there's a time factor involved, be willing to do all of that. God can do a quick work. Look what he did in Nehemiah's day. 52 days the wall was built in spite of all the opposition. Hear what Hebrews, the third chapter, verses 4 and 6 says, for every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which are to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are we? Are we not the body of Christ? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4 and 14, let's see what that says. Let me turn over quickly. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, we see what God, in spite of all the attacks of the enemy, Nehemiah prayed, "Hear, O God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in the land of captivity." Praise God. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. That's what the Spirit of God wants to impart to us. When Nehemiah's officers came to him and suggested that he shut himself inside the temple rather than go on supervising the work, what did he say in Nehemiah, the sixth chapter, verse 11, "Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that being as I am would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go." That is a man of purpose. Because verse 12, he said, "And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired them." That's why we need the revelation of God. Let me just pray as I bring this broadcast to a close. Father, you see every person, Lord, every single one, they've got something that you've given them to do. And Father, I pray that you'll make the way straight before their feet. Let their ears be deaf to the words of the enemy. And Father, I speak encouragement and all that is needed right now into their heart. Father, just as you did for Nehemiah, you'll provide supplies. You'll provide the people to fulfill the vision. Or whether it's a single work, God, you will make a way. Father, I pray right now for that impartation of faith, that impartation of anointing in the name of Jesus, that you might be glorified, and Father, that they will have that expected end that you have promised them. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I could preach for an hour, beloved, and I'm stirred in my spirit, and I pray that you will receive the excitement, the brooding of the Holy Spirit over your life. You can do it, beloved, because Jesus said you can. Nothing shall be impossible to him that believes. Amen. Well, I love you. It's been a privilege to share this message. I invite you to write. You may need prayer support. You can't do it alone. Nehemiah had those who would stand with him. So I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, request that free booklet, "Which Way Are You Running?" I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.